Welcome to another hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. With Steve Mock and I'm Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number, somebody earlier called and said, tell Ed Hannon to slow down when he says the telephone number. So I will say, guilty as charged. I always say it too fast. When we say it a few hundred times a day, we tend to say it a little fast. I'll slow down, and you can put it on your speed dial. How about that?
Hey, Scott, I'll say it slow. I'm probably worse than you are, Scott.
Anyway, we tend to say it a few hundred times a week, so it just rolls off the tongue. But if I'll make you a deal. I'll say it nice and slow, and then you put it in your speed dial, and then you can join us anytime and let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have some wonderful guests joining us in this first half hour of the program this hour. Two Catholic leaders, the bishops of the Bismarck Diocese, David Kagan is here, and the bishop of the Fargo Diocese, John Fulda, is here with us in studio. Fans of talk radio have probably noticed the comments of Pope Francis in a pastoral letter recently have been quite the discussion. This pope has a tendency to create a great deal of focus on his words, and he and Rush Limbaugh have ended up in a little bit of I guess I wouldn't say a back and forth, because the Pope put out a pastoral letter and Rush has made some comments on it, and now there's a number of stories that have resulted as it. What I've found about the Pope's comments is very often what you read in news accounts are different than, you know, what you find if you actually go to the original source. So that's why we thought today might be interesting to hear from the bishops and their perspective on this pastoral letter, and certainly welcome any questions or comments you have on the topic as well. In studio with us is Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese. Bishop Fulda, nice to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And your colleague, Bishop Kagan, is joining us on the phone, Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese. Bishop Kagan, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, Scott. It's nice to be with you for a little while.
Good to have you today on the program. So let us begin. Bishop Kagan, you first. What is your interpretation of what the Pope intended to convey in this pastoral letter?
Well, of course, it's an apostolic exhortation which, after every synod of bishops, the Holy Father collates and puts together all of the comments, recommendations from the synod, and issues just such an apostolic exhortation. And of course, this one follows upon the synod last October, in October of the prior year, on the new evangelization. And so the intent of the Holy Father is to give an instruction and an exhortation to all in the Catholic Church, every single Catholic, to be fully engaged in the new evangelization of bringing the joy of knowing Christ to the world. And of course, the Holy Father, from the first day of his election as Pope, has emphasized that our Catholic Church is a church without frontiers or without borders, and all are welcome and included in the church and in hearing and knowing the joy of the gospel of Jesus, including the poor. And, if one follows what the Holy Father has been very consistently saying to Catholics in particular, he's reminding all of us, bishops, priests, deacons, and the lay faithful, men and women, that we must remember that the church is to be the church of and for the poor, because if the poor are not tended to, then we're failing in fulfilling the mission Christ has given to his church. And so this is perfectly consistent with not only everything he's been saying from the first day he was elected Pope, it's perfectly consistent with what the popes of the last 100 years at least have been saying. So you know, it's somewhat amusing, but at the same time aggravating to see some of these talking heads in the secular media cherry picking words and phrases from the Holy Father and then jumping to erroneous conclusions. And, you know, I find it, I have to be careful what I say. I don't want someone to sue me, but, you know, to be so vapid as to call the Holy Father a Marxist, I mean, just kind of underscores how superficial the secular media of whatever ideology or ideological bent really is. But that's a rant for another day, Scott. So I'd let Bishop Fulder get in on that. I don't want to occupy the whole time.
Bishop, we're talking with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese and Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. If you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Bishop Fulda, what's your take on the letter? What do you pull out of that?
Well, I'm in complete agreement with Bishop Kagan. I think Pope Francis has highlighted the joy of living the gospel and the joy of sharing the gospel message with others. This is the message of the new evangelization, which is a term that was first coined by Pope John Paul II and was carried forward by Pope Benedict XVI, and now Pope Francis is running with it. And I think he's trying to give new impetus and really breathe new life into the evangelical mission of the church. Bishop Kagan is absolutely correct that some of the Pope's words, some of his observations in this document have been sort of selectively picked out of the whole, out of the context of the whole. The Pope is urging the people of the church, and not just the clergy, but really all the people of the church, to go to the margins, to go outwards, and rather than to have kind of an insular view of things, rather than looking exclusively into our own affairs, to look outwards to the people who have yet to hear the gospel, or the people who perhaps have heard it but have not embraced it, or even those who have rejected it for one reason or another. And he's the whole thrust of this document, it seems to me, is to recapture that sense of mission that the church has always had and that it just needs to embrace once again. You know, the criticisms that have come from certain quarters about comments the Pope has made in this exhortation, I think, are a little bit out of context. He's far too smart to fall down on the side of Marxism or, you know, socialism. He never completely embraces, and he never completely condemns an economic system. The church just doesn't do that typically. But he recognized that there are flaws, there are dangers in various economic systems, even the good ones, you know, even the capitalist system, the free market system that we have in this country. You know, there are challenges in that.
The headline of the articles that were written about this talks about the Pope attacking unfettered capitalism. And the article says Pope Francis called for renewal of the Roman Catholic Church and attacked unfettered capitalism as a new tyranny, urging global leaders to fight poverty and growing economic inequality. Bishop Fulda, I'll start with you, and then we'll come to you, Bishop Kagan. What is he saying there?
Well, I think he's saying what the church has always said. We need to give primacy to the needs of the individual. The human person has to come first. You know, if you talk about unfettered or unbridled capitalism, you're putting money as the priority, profit as the priority above all other things, including people. And I think the Pope is saying we have to be thinking about the needs of people first, and we have to make our economic decisions in light of those priorities.
So it's less a criticism of capitalism and more of a call to put priorities on people rather than any particular system.
Well, that's the way I see it. I think he's got a very clear sense of the challenges that the poor and the disadvantaged experience. He comes from Latin America. He knows the plight of the poor firsthand. And I think he sees that while capitalism and a market economy can have great benefits and can be very, very helpful to ordinary people, they also can put some people at risk. And we can't ignore that. He says we need to be, we can't be unmoved by the plight of those who are somehow disadvantaged because of the forces of the economy.
We are coming up against a break, but when we come back, Bishop Kagan, I want to give you an opportunity to specifically address the comments, because those are the ones that I think that have prompted the most criticism. It's 224 pages, and it is rich with all kinds of wonderful counsel for the Christmas season, for sure. And but obviously, we're talking a little bit about the ones that have received the most news attention. We'll continue our conversation with Bishop Fulton, Bishop Kagan, after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Steve Bachman, I'm Scott Hannon, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Special guest with us in studio to talk about a hot topic that has been in the news of late, and that is the comments of Pope Francis. It was actually pastoral letter called The Joy of the Gospel, 224 pages. And if you read it, it's really, I actually have not even gotten to the part of the comments that have received the most criticism, but it's a great read. And especially at this time of year, because what I really liked about it was his obvious principal interest in writing is evangelization and calling on, you know, all of us to avoid being consumed by material pleasures, which we tend to do at Christmas time, right? Presents and stuff and things. Anyway, it's rich. It's lush with all kinds of great teaching. But the comments that have caught the attention of the mainstream media are those on the economy? We got Bishop Fulda's take before the break. Bishop Kagan, specifically to the unfettered capitalism and the talk of the tyranny, the new tyranny. What do you think he was getting at there? What did you discern from his comments there?
Well, Scott, what Bishop Fulda said is absolutely correct, and when you read specifically the Pope's comments on the various economic systems, what he's talking about, he uses his own words, he talks about an economy of exclusion and inequality. And he applies that to whatever type of economic system works that on any group of people to the disadvantage literally of everyone. And the Pope is not, condemning or approving any particular economic theory. He's beyond that. As Bishop Fulda so correctly put it, the Pope is concerned about the common good and the welfare of every single person. And, when he uses a very good example, he said, just as the commandment, thou shalt not kill, sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, thou shalt not, to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills. Well, that's a very powerful statement, no matter what your economic system is. And the whole point is people are to be the subject of everyone's concern. They can't be, in a certain sense, turned into commodities or objects which are purely relative if they're useful, and if they don't appear to be useful to a particular economic system, we're justified in ignoring them.
Well, I think that makes sense without question. I think some of the criticism of the comments have come from the standpoint that what better than capitalism, which provides so many jobs and allows people so much opportunity, is not good for people. Bishop Fulda, I'll start with you. I mean, Bishop Kagan, you want to weigh in on that?
No, let Bishop Fulda.
I want to hear from each of you on it, but I mean, I think that's why there's been some pushback on this, to say, well, gosh, capitalism is the investment of capital that allows so many people to be employed, and certainly a job is the best welfare program there is.
Well, I don't think, Scott, he denies the accomplishments of capitalism. I don't think he denies that capitalism has the capacity to create prosperity and to create jobs and to foster, a livelihood for the common people. On the other hand, I think he's also not saying that it's a perfect system without qualification. I think he's simply saying that, as Bishop Kagan said, in any economic system, you always have to give priority to the needs of the individual person, to the human needs of those persons. And, what is sometimes described as a completely free market or a unfettered, unbridled capitalist system always runs the risk of elevating profit and business decisions above the needs of the individual person. A thing that I think sometimes has been missed with this exhortation, this letter of Pope Francis, he's not only speaking to, the macro picture. He's also, I think, looking at individual decisions that people make. You yourself mentioned that in this Christmas season, there's a lot of emphasis on gift giving and all the festivity of the time, which sometimes can degenerate into a sort of a materialistic outlook. I think the Pope is urging us to look beyond that purely materialistic view of things, both as individuals, but also on a societal level. I think he wants individual, personal decisions to always keep in mind the needs of the person. I think he wants business decisions to be informed by the needs of individual persons. And I think he wants you know, on the much bigger level of government policy. I think he wants that too, to always take into account the needs of people, the needs of the common good. And market forces by themselves don't always do that. I think that's his caution.
Go ahead, Mr. Kagan.
Do you think the media takes this out of context to a certain degree, in the fact that there are different parameters, whether you're talking to a first world, second world, or third world society, when you're making some of those statements that the Pope made from a socioeconomic standpoint? Does the media, being that we're a tier one society, do they take that out of context and not look at that global picture sometimes?
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. I think in this particular case, Pope Francis comes from a Latin American background. You know, you historically, it's helpful to remember that he's from Argentina, and he lived through the economic collapse of Argentina, about 12, 14, 15 years ago, when, the economic health of what everybody thought was a very healthy country absolutely caved in. And I think what he witnessed is that common people were very negatively affected by that implosion and suffered, literally suffered, because of those economic forces. And I think he's simply trying to draw attention to the need to be attentive to the needs of ordinary people, and not to simply relegate them to the forces of economic pressure or ups and downs. I think he wants us to be attentive and be proactive. He wants us to be perhaps selfless in the way that we try to assist those in need. And I think he's appealing to individuals, and he's appealing to, larger entities as well.
Very helpful discussion. Only about 30 seconds left. Would you like to add a final note, Bishop Kagan, before we let you two go?
I would, and I want to thank Bishop Fulda for that, because he's absolutely correct. And I would hope people would read the entire exhortation, because it's simply not possible to understand what the Holy Father is talking about unless it's viewed through, let's say, the lens of Jesus's own teaching. And the Holy Father in this regard is just simply saying that market capitalism, or whatever the system is, isn't the be-all and end-all, and the
good advice.
To what...
Good advice. We're up against the clock. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Bishop Kagan, Bishop Fulda. We appreciate it. Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse, they do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your questions, your comments. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. Whether you want to weigh in on the ex-Oaks principal, the principal from Oaks, who resigned after it came out that he'd threatened a student with the terms "rip your head off and spit down the hole." Kudos. I like that. I like that a lot. You know, we need a little bit more discipline. That's my take on this.
By the way, you're getting
on the nativity scenes as well.
Sorry, I forget Steve's on the phone, so he can't hear me when I'm talking. So I got to wait for him to pause. But your accolades for him are getting a little bit of pushback today, Steve. Because you're going right out saying, "Way to go, you go, principal," and it's getting a little pushback today. It's been interesting, isn't it?
You're doing right. I commend him because he cared too much. What's going to happen to that student, Amanda, that called in and weighed in on the fact that she wound up having to take her daughter out of public school because there wasn't enough discipline? The school wouldn't work with her to get her child the discipline that she needed to be successful in life, to be successful as a part of society and a contributing member down the road. Put her in a private school, got that support that she needed. Guess what? Great student. Oh, wow, I actually like school now. I'm a better member for it. Good for you. You know, and I commend Amanda and her husband for being proactive and remedying a situation that they saw within the public school system.
So we welcome your take on that. We also have asked, where are all the nativity scenes? I'm anecdotally noticing that there are less and less nativity scenes, not necessarily in the public square. I'm just talking about on yards, anywhere. And we got both those questions up on Facebook, some folks weighing in on that. And also like your take on the bishops. I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, there's been quite a hue and cry about what the Pope said in the media, and I guess Rush Limbaugh sort of in the middle. This is becoming kind of sort of a rush against the Pope deal on capitalism. And, I saw a very different take from Bishop Fulda here and Bishop Kagan. And my takeaway from it was all the Pope is saying is that people matter most, right? And then, the system, if you will, or governance or everything else should be second to just people. And I don't know how you argue with that. So I think they made a pretty good defense of what the Pope had to say. Curious if you agree or disagree. Gavin and Fargo, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, gentlemen. Scott, you know, Scott and Steve, from what I've read was back in the 30s, the Catholic Church was co-opted back then by FDR into buying into the belief that the welfare was, you know, by the government was the same as charity giving. You know what? I've seen that, you know, it's pretty much played out and multiplied since then. 100 times fold, but what I hear, you know, you got to listen to what was said. One of the bishops just now, one of your guests said that the Pope was talking to individuals, okay, as far as looking outside themselves and as far as their giving. And he also said the same sentence, in larger entities. Well, what I hear there is that he is asking governments to get involved, even more so than they are now. And it's never worked anywhere. Venezuela, Argentina, when their economy collapsed, what was going on there? We don't know, okay? You lived through that. But I mean, was it a communist Marxist government ruled by an iron hand central control government type thing going on? Or do I make sense in what I'm saying? I think it's scary.
Myself. Yeah, and I think that's where the criticism was directed at the Pope, is to somehow suggest, hey, government, go out there and do this. And I think what the bishops are saying, that's not at all what he's saying. He's not picking winners or preferred methods or anything. He's saying, let's worry first and foremost about people. And by the way, the Catholic Church is one of the biggest and the most successful charities on the planet. It doesn't wait for governments to do it. It does it. It reaches out. It says, we're going to go out and give back, and whether it be healthcare, whether it be those in need, church does more than any government on the planet Earth, for sure. So I think they do a pretty good job of talking the talk in that regard.
I think it's the job of churches for charity, and not the federal government, not any federal government. And I think there is a distinction between first world, second world, third world countries when it comes to addressing some of those issues. You know, like it says, the Lord helps those who help themselves. You know, I'm all for a hand up, but not a hand out. And I think that needs to be kept in mind. Thanks for the phone call, Gavin. Kurt in Williston, what's on your mind today?
I was calling on the folks' situation down there. I grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, so I'm an implant. But I know a lot of good people up in that area. And I guess I'd like to have some people weigh in that have known this gentleman for 25 years. If he's been there that long, I don't feel that he's been that bad of a guy. I'm 51 years old, went to a small school, and yes, there were boards of education around. Never saw him used once. I moved to a small Catholic community down in South Dakota, and I befriended a lot of them. I'm Baptist by religion, so. But they told me stories about what the nuns and the disciplinary actions that they used to take on them. And that was just about, like, capital punishment. I mean, they would get rulers across the hands, across the buttocks, and sometimes even a rubber hose. So it doesn't seem to me what this fella did was too outlandish or anything. He maybe went over a little bit verbally, but other than that, I would like to hear from some people from Oaks.
Good idea, Kurt. I think that would that help add a little context here as well. And as you say, he's got a long history there. So, you know,
my grandmother was raised Catholic in the Catholic school system way back in the day. And, the story she told me, you talk about strict. Yes, those nuns could be very, very strict.
I would guess, though, your mother did not, your grandmother probably didn't hear any of the nuns say, I'm going to rip off your neck and spit down the hole. Probably thinking they didn't go there. You just get the look with the ruler in the hand, right?
But I'm guessing it was implied. They didn't have to say it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Kurt, good advice. If folks down in Oaks can give it a little context to the situation, that will always help. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is blowing up on Facebook, too, and I'll share some of those comments in a moment. Here's an off-air call on the topic.
This kid in this school has a complete lack of respect for authority. You cannot talk kids into respecting authority. It just comes to a point where the teacher or the principal has to get the respect from the kid one way or another, and if that's grabbing the kid by the scruff of the neck and saying, hey, knock it off, then that's what has to be done. It happened to me. I got knocked around until I learned to respect the teacher, and all was good. We got to bring this principal back. I think he should be given an award. Have a good day.
All right. Well, Steve, you got some folks in your camp.
I could agree with you more.
Yeah. Here's some of the Facebook comments on this. Tom says, if I had to deal with kids today, I'd probably have done the same. Some kids, not all, have no respect for anything, and it starts at home with parents. I did not and won't read the article, but I can only imagine that the complaints stem from a kid whose parents should be blamed. Brian says maybe our younger generation needs a little more of this. It still may be over the line, but I'm sure he cares about kids a lot. Sherry says, wow, the man who's to be an example for children of civilized behavior started in a whole classroom, stated in a whole classroom with other children that he'd rip this kid's head off. You want to blame the parents to excuse his behavior, kids, your kids can be a student and say those things to your kid when he disagrees with you. Went to the parents' home without a formal letter? Truth is saying those things to the child, if ever appropriate, instead of the parents, is simply wrong. Bart says, we live in a world of panty-way sissified weenies, fed a steady diet of PC nonsense with a large glass of feelings. I had much worse said to me on the high school football team in the 80s, and even worse when I joined the Army. What are these poor kids going to do when they meet the real world? Go home and cry? Weigh in, folks. Facebook.
I think that's the bigger question, though, Scott. You know, what's happening to that poor kid? You know, he's being set up to fail later in life, and who's gonna wind up having to pay for that? Well, odds are you and I and our tax dollars.
Dan, calling from South Central North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, a couple of different things. First off, Steve, I just scared up about a dozen roosters, so you got to get out here. Number.
All right, I'm coming, my friend. I'm coming.
Very, very jealous. Very jealous.
Yeah. No, I just had to stop and chat on a couple different things. All these people, you know, the principal, I went to Catholic schools, kindergarten through my bachelor's degree. My dad grew up back in the day, you know, where the nuns ruler. I had a guy that I went to fourth grade with that was just a troublemaker. He, you know, he got whapped a few times with the ruler. Fast forward 20 years, I'm a police officer. I'm arresting the same guy because he was ripping off a friend of ours, all his tools and stuff. Sometimes, you know, it works. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, but the discipline, telling him he's going to rip his head off, that's not a threat. Come on, people. I mean, my head's going to explode at some of these people calling in.
As a former law enforcement officer, what is your take on that threat? If you were called as a law enforcement officer to, hey, somebody said they're going to rip off my head and spit down the hole, do you take that in context or out of context? How do you address that?
Well, you just deal with it like in the context. I mean, obviously he's not going to rip the kid's head off and stuff like that. Now, if he says, hey, and he's, you know, grabs the kid and says, I'm going to take you out back and I'm going to, you know, kick your butt, that's a little bit different. But the context of the words. I mean, there were so many times I was, you know, I retired back in 04. I was a cop for 20 years, so I'm old school. But there were so many times that people were going like, you need to kick this guy out and, you know, just beat his butt. You know, I mean, so many times every cop's heard that. Oh, what you guys need to do is just go ahead and do that. Yeah, but if you go ahead and do that, it's your career. You know, but this was not a threat.
Dan, appreciate the call and also the insight from a law enforcement perspective as well. Thanks a bunch. All right, one segment left to go. And by the way, we have other questions up that have prompted all kinds of discussion. We had a busy day today, spent a lot of time on the principal at Oaks, but nativity scenes being a dying breed, lots of comments on that, and also the fast food strikes. I hesitate to even give them the intended publicity that they seek from this crazy idea. But anyway, one more segment to go on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple. simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. in this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
These kids nowadays, they get by with everything, from verbally to threatening to bringing guns to school. When I grew up, went to school 20, 30 years ago, the only trouble we had in class was chewing gum and sticking it under the seat. Nowadays, gone to school and killing other students. I think it's all discipline. I think that principle was 100% right. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
At 855-217-76, just press number 1 if you want to leave a call. Or if you want to weigh in on what's on your mind on a normal or nuts Friday, I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Eberly in North Dakota. What's on your mind today, Eberly?
Well, Steve and Scott, thank you for taking our call. Now, Merry Christmas early to you guys and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. About the nativity scenes, you know, it's a Christmas tradition, like especially us Christians in the world to put it up. And I think the atheists are offended, and also with prayers in school. You know, my dad said when he was small, he used to have the Pledge of Allegiance like we usually do now, and also have, you know, prayers in school, you know. That's the same, that's what I feel, you know. It's like, you know, our country is based on freedom of religion. There's no reason they should have taken that down, you know. That's what I'm getting at.
Do you think, Eberle, the reason there are less nativity scenes, at least outside of, well, Sheila just sent a note here saying, hey, I love decorating for Christmas. Some would say maybe too much, but I have a nativity ornament on each of my four theme trees, so I'm always mindful of the reason for the season I'm doing it. I also have five different nativity sets among my decorations. I know a lot of people who display them inside their homes, but maybe not outside. And we have several of them inside, too, but not outside. I'm just talking about there seems to be more giant Santas, Frosty the Snowman, tons of lights, but not the nativity scenes outside. Do you think the reason there's not more of them outside is people are afraid to you know, if you will, show that faith on their sleeve, given all the political correctness? Is that why there's less of them?
Well, I think so, because I know Frosty the Snowman, Santa, they deal with Christmas, but technically the nativity scene, that's the main focal point of the year. That's what I think of my Catholic tradition.
You're right. Thanks, Eberle. Appreciate the
Thank
call.
You,
Who's
God
next, Steve? Same to you.
Merry Christmas. Let's go to Bill in Amadon. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Oh, not much concerning that principal and him talking about ripping off the neck and spitting down the hole. It depends, to me, on who's making the threat. If it was a police officer, I'd take it literally. If it's a school principal, not so much. And to me, it's just the continued wussification of America.
It's about context, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And one of the unintended consequences is, will these people be able to stand up for what they do believe in when they reach adulthood?
That's a valid point. You know, one of the things that really caught me off here was the fact that this principal went out of his way to try to make sure that this kid got the best out of his education. And where are the parents? The parents weren't supportive in this. Maybe they didn't. Weren't as supportive of the methods, but they should have been supported in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I remember back, if I screwed up in elementary school or middle school or high school, you know, it went to the teacher, it went to the assistant principal, it went to the principal. Mom kicked my butt when I got home, and then, oh crap, Dad came home. And that's where it finally landed. We don't have that today. We don't have that in society. We don't have that discipline that starts in the classroom, that starts at a very young age with these kids. And what's that going to do to our society? What's it doing now, but what's it going to do in another 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Emailer says this is all a result of the breakdown of Christianity in the family. I bet the kid has some family issues, not the least of which is discipline and respect for authority, starting with the Almighty. Great comments today from so many different folks. Brian on the Facebook page ties this into a story we've been talking about recently in the news nationally, saying maybe if those kids playing that stupid knockout game across the country had someone like this to direct them in the right direction, there'd be less of knocking out going on. We don't know the whole story, but I hope this misguided youth doesn't start knocking you out or breaking into your home when they grow up. Well, let's get one more quick call in here before we have to say goodbye for a Friday. And, is Frank? Oh, Frank doesn't want to go on here. Frank is talking air and off the air. He's going to give us his comments off the air. All right. Here's one more off-air call that we'll squeeze in there.
Yeah, good morning. This is Dave. I was wondering if anybody has any idea about this trade agreement, Atlantic trade agreement that our legislators are working on. If anybody has any idea what that's all about. Thank you.
All right. Sounds like something for our to-do list, right, Steve?
Sounds like homework to me.
Yeah. We like homework on the weekend. We like homework on the weekend. Gives us time to dig in and go to work for you here.
I just like Shane and the crew over at Basin Towing here in Williston for bailing my butt out after the starter went out in the station vehicle from last night. And they got it started today. I'm not shutting it off until I get back to Bismarck, but I'm not stranded in Williston because service time in Williston, a little backed up. I was quoted 4 weeks before somebody could look at replacing a starter in Williston this morning. So,
glad you're on the road.
Guys have been towing.
There you go. All right, folks, have a great weekend. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Thanks for listening. All the calls, by the way, these debates will continue on our Facebook page, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get you there. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday for another edition of What's on Your Mind on 550 K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC Dickerson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.